Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 308, and following that we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 308. This instant is the only time there is. I have conceived of time in such a way that I defeat my aim. If I elect to reach past time to timelessness, I must change my perception of what time is for. Time's purpose cannot be to keep the past and future one. The only interval in which I can be saved from time is now. For in this instant has forgiveness come to set me free. The birth of Christ is now, without a past or future. He has come to give His present blessing to the world, restoring it to timelessness and love. And love is ever present here and now. Thanks for this instant, Father. It is now I am redeemed. This instant is the time you have appointed for your Son's release and for salvation of the world in Him. Amen. This instant is the only time there is. This instant he is talking about is the holy instant. It is also referred to as the I Am, or that place where you have nowhere to go, nothing to do, and nothing to fix. It's when we return to knowing only who we are. This instant has no dimension to it. We may think of an instant of not lasting very long, but this instant cannot be measured because where it is, there is nothing to measure it by or with. The lesson says that I have conceived of time in such a way that I deceive my aim. Time is my own conception. Time is a byproduct of thought. When I believe thought is truth, I make time. When I return back to I Am, that in which thought occurs, time is not born. It is only when I have the belief that the thought is me, that's when time is born. This instant he speaks of, this holy instant, is the occurrence of when we remember the thoughts we think are not who we are not us, but instead we are that in which thought occurs. He talks about the purpose of time, and the only interval that I can be saved from time is now, the holy instant of remembering that there is no time, no truth in thought. And he says forgiveness, which comes in this instant of remembering that nothing real has happened. It comes to set us free from the belief that time is real. Set us free from the belief that we have beliefs. It seems funny how simple it could be to be set free, to simply know deep in our heart that all thought is not real and never happened, that all matter is not real and never existed, and we have no beliefs. But we have trusted in the thought, belief is real, and have believed the opposite for so long that it takes practice to reverse. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to practice being free from time and free from false beliefs, returning back to the knowing who I am. Help me to be willing to break my habit of believing in things that aren't real and don't exist. Guide me back to the peaceful knowing of my truth. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by observing the breath. We are simply the awareness of any things that come into awareness. Think of this instant as all there is to time. Nothing can reach you here from the past or future. In this instant, you are completely absolved. Completely free. And wholly innocent without condemnation. You hold no beliefs. You hold no roles. If a thought comes up, remember that the thought is only imagination and is not real in this instant. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in entering and abiding in the holy instant, our peaceful being. From this holy instant, go forth in time without fear and with no sense of your changing with time. Namaste.